Shell is still moving its ships and equipment into the Arctic, even as one of its icebreakers prepares to head back south. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the unexpected crack in the hull of the ship called the Fenica has added a measure of uncertainty to the start of the short Arctic drilling season.
This week, both of Shell's Arctic drill rigs, the Noble Discoverer and the Polar Pioneer, left Dutch Harbor to begin the 1,000-mile trip to the Chukchi Sea. Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino says the plan for now is to get there and wait.
The rigs will, with their associated support vessels, will connect to several anchors that were recently staged over Shell's Chukchi prospect.
Shell is waiting for the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement to decide on the last permits the company needs, the applications to drill. Now that the Fenica is out of the picture for an unknown period, the wait is a bit more fraught. The ship is one of Shell's ice handlers. It also carries the capping stack, a key piece of response equipment if there's a blowout. Baldino says federal regulators will decide how much work Shell can do in the absence of the icebreaker.
It's our view that drilling can proceed. So in other words, we would begin a top hole. But of course, we are going to comply with our permit and work within the framework of our permit.
A top hole is a partial well that stops above the petroleum layer. 10 environmental groups have written a joint letter to the Interior Department. They say Shell shouldn't be allowed to conduct any exploration in the Chukchi without the Fenica. Michael Levine works for Oceana.
All of the plans that Shell submitted and the government approved are premised on the availability of two primary icebreakers to protect the fleet. The Fenica is one of them, and the government can't grant approvals to Shell to operate without both icebreakers in the Chukchi Sea.
Levine also says the accident that damaged the Fenica shows Shell is taking unnecessary risks. But as Shell describes it, the short trip from Dutch Harbor was not inherently risky. The company says the Fenica was in chartered waters with a marine pilot on board when the hull struck something that just wasn't on the chart. Levine, though, claims the leased ship was traveling in shallower waters than it had to.
The choice may have been made by a contractor or a pilot, but ultimately those contractors are working for Shell, and it's Shell that bears responsibility for making sure that all of its operations are safe and responsible.
The last time Shell drilled off Alaska's shores in 2012, one of its rigs ran aground, capping a series of other mishaps. Levine notes that federal investigators faulted Shell then for failing to see and mitigate risk and for not properly overseeing the actions of its contractors. Greg Julian, press secretary for the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, says it's not clear yet when the agency will decide on the applications to drill or how the missing icebreaker affects the plan.
We are still evaluating what might be possible for Shell to do until the Fenica can return, and at this point, that's not yet determined.
He says BSEE's Alaska Region Director Mark Fessmeyer and an inspector flew to Dutch Harbor to inspect the capping stack aboard the Fenica and found it is undamaged. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.